Welcome back to the Unfiltered Wordage Podcast. I'm your host, Ethan Williams, and today we have the co-host of this show, Wesley Sawkins. Today we are going to be yapping about how Katy Perry is really just a failure to society. Now, first I'd like to say how she decided to gang up a bunch of girls, Lauren Sanchez, Gayle King, and Katy Perry, going on a normal girls field trip. No, they tried to go to space. And, let's just say that didn't go too well. Katy Perry apparently has brain damage now. And, they just wanted to prove that they could go to space, and they, didn't end up doing it. She held up a butterfly piece of paper inside the shuttle. Let's just not talk about that. And the funny thing is, they didn't even end up going to space. They didn't make it past the atmosphere. So I would just like to say that Katy Perry and their girls' trip ended up being far from an astronaut. And now they're crying about us saying they went on a space ride. They're like, well, they never talk about men going on space rides. That's because men go to space and land on the moon. So
that's generally unfair.
Thank you, yes. Thank you and good night to all of you who think that it was actually a space trip. To all of you that do not, thank you for still being some of the only sane people left in this world. So, also, let's talk tariffs. Wesley, run your mouth.
Okay, so the tariffs are stinky for stocks. And so, like, the Switch 2 has been postponed indefinitely for tariffs. Like, all the stuff has been postponed because of all these stinky tariffs. The stock market is down. The stock market's crazy. I mean, you could make a whole song about it. Right, Ethan?
Yeah, although I would like to say I kind of support the tariffs because
They're good. It just makes the stock market go crazy and half the people that are good at financing lose their mind because investments are way hard to get right. But also, I don't know what we're at now, but I think we're reaching 200% on tariffs to China. And like I think China's like at 145%. Like, it's insane. And so like everything's going up and another reason for inflation is minimum wage, so all you people who voted for increase in minimum wage, I don't like you a whole lot because you're the ultimate reason for inflation along with a few other things.
We are on 245% increase, so China...
We're charging China 245%?
245%.
What is China charging us? You just know? Okay. It's just a lot. Like, minimum wage, the way it works is if minimum wage goes up, they have to pay everybody else a little bit more, so it's still fair, but then, since they have to pay
125,
more...
125. We just doubled
it. We doubled the Chinese tariff.
I love being an American. Oh, I'm also sorry to our one dude who's in Sweden. If you're still even watching. It's been, like, probably 3 months since I posted, so sorry about that. I'd like to say I'm back. Also, let's keep yapping. So, have you seen... Oh, I can't remember. It's just... Okay, change topic. I forgot what I was going
to
say.
So, back to minimum wage. If everybody has to pay... If all the companies have to pay slightly more, then that means their costs go slightly up. And so, in order to make a profit, they have to raise their prices. And that is why minimum wage is the ultimate cause of inflation. Even though most people don't think that, they think they're helping the lower-level people. Really, increase in price and inflation cancels out what they got increased in minimum wage.
I would also like to say to all you who say that Elon Musk is a Nazi, he was saying my heart goes out to you and did that salute. So, that's like saying your mom is a...
Dookie face.
Is a, she's a criminal for giving birth to you, like... Okay, it wasn't my choice to be born, so I should sue my mom for giving birth to me. You can do that, but just remember, she gave birth to you, and she didn't have to.
She can take it away.
She can take it away. It's called a shoe. I've had my fair share of shoes. Also, let's talk about Doge.
Doge? Oh, the Department of Government Efficiency. I mean, all the memes make Doge like, okay. I mean, it's not a bad department, but it's not the best. The whole point of government efficiency is to make the government's job easier, to collect taxes easier. So they're kind of the overarching branch that gets to make laws to make everybody else's life easier. And, like, the Department of Government Efficiency, the Mark of the Beast, will probably come from that, because that will be more efficient for the government, for everybody to have a chip so that they can track you and that you can be easily identified, or easier, I guess. And so the Department of Government Efficiency isn't bad now. They do what they have to do, and it might not be a good job. Like, they might be doing stuff you don't want them to do, but they have to do it. And sometimes people are doing stuff they shouldn't do, but most of the time, it's okay, and people just want to have something to complain about.
Well, it's funny, because you're all like, are the government jobs? No, like, you gotta remember, your tax dollars are going to pay some dude who maybe looks at the government's, like, how much money they've been spending on toilet paper monthly. Like, you want your tax dollars to go to that or making a nicer city park? I mean, it's like, do you want to benefit someone who really shouldn't be? It's like, this is kind of controversial. It's like giving money to a beggar on the side of the road.
It's the start of communism. That's how communism works. Like, if you work day in, day out for your business, and the same guy who's in the same business just plays video games all day long, well,
and gets paid the same amount.
Like, you get your money taken away from you so you can pay the guy who did nothing. Like, there was a study, and this college professor, he did this thing where they did a socialist scoring, like, environment. And so nobody could get a 10, nobody could get a 0. And they averaged the score of the whole class. And so at first, the score was a 6 out of the whole class. And nobody could have their own score. Everybody just got a 6. And then it was a 4. And then it was a 0. And so the way it works is it removes personal incentives, because you're just like, somebody else will do it for me, and that just slowly moves the standard down, and it never really goes back up. And that's why it's so bad for us to get in that position.
Yeah, it's complicated, because, like, you don't want people losing their jobs, because then it's more homelessness, but you don't want people not doing their jobs and getting paid a bunch of money.
Obamacare! Get your free phone.
Obamacare is a disaster waiting to happen.
You should see some of the Obamacare protesting signs. They're pretty funny. Like, one of them is like, the doctor will see you now, and it's Barack Obama, like, totally defaced. It's pretty funny. But Obamacare is literally, like, the government. It's like the Trump administration doing medical stuff. Like, it's weird. It's like, why would you do that? And Obamacare, like, it's almost like they're taking tax dollars. I don't know if they are or not. But it's almost like they're taking tax dollars, and then they're just using them for, like, it's like, come get your free phone if you're part of Obamacare. And it's like, I paid for that phone. It's not free. And that's the concept, is nothing is free, even though it may seem free. Even if it's given to you for free, something had to happen nothing is free, is my point. There had to be some work put in somewhere in order for you to have that product or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's where your tax dollars are going. And, like, I don't know where I was going, but we got 79 days left on tariff pause. Then it's back to America versus literally absolutely everyone else.
We're just gonna keep raising our tariffs while we're on a tariff
pause. Oh, yeah, have fun.
We're probably gonna have a world war because of, like, every single...
Oh, it's a tariff war, and yeah. China started it. Like, if you don't think China's communist, their flag's literally communist. They, someone put up a flag on top of a Chinese highway, all I want for China is democracy. That man disappeared. He's gone. No one knows what happened to this man. China literally, like...
Obliterated
a dude from existence.
Well, that's how the deep state in Russia works. I remember I read a biography on this guy, and he was a Christian in Russia, and he used to be a part of brute squads. He would beat up Christians, like, brutally. Like, it was terrible. And he was on, like, some sort of patrol in the ocean. He was on the naval branch, and he hated communism. He used to believe, like, the propaganda was heavy. He totally believed in it until a drunk Russian officer, like, like, started cussing about communism, and, like, he got out of there, because he knew if the guy woke up and remembered, he would probably kill him. But, so he's on this boat, and, like, it's, like, 30-degree water. It's freezing cold. And, he's off the coast of Canada. It's about 6 miles out. And it's a really cool story, but he gets in there. He gets in there after, like, 5 hours in the water, which was not humanly possible when they went through the motions. It was all God. And, like, when they went through the facts and his physical capacity. And, but he gets there, and, like, 6 months after he writes the book, he's like, at the end of the book, he's like, I might disappear soon, blah, blah, blah. And his editor's like, yeah, these guys were following him home, and, they took him, and he died, and we never saw him again. Like, that's just how the deep state works. Yeah. But, back to the tariffs. Tariff wars always precede world wars. That's how World War One went. That's how World War Two went. World War Two was mostly just sore loser countries. But that was the main, that was a big starter in World War One. So we might be seeing World War Three pretty soon. And it'll be a nuclear war, unfortunately. So I start stockpiling up your dry fruits.
Yeah. And some more stuff is Donald Trump saying to the birthright citizenship plan, like getting rid of birthright. My opinion on that is if the parents were born in America, then you're born in America. If the parents are two Mexican, the part of the queso cartel from Mexico or something
I
like
mean,
that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with queso.
And they had a child, like...
Queso had a child?
No, if these two cartel gangsters, it's like, I wanted to come to America so I could legally kill some people and feel free by killing people.
And now Donald Trump won't let us legally kill people. This is not fair.
Yeah. And it's funny because all
this
stuff.
And then
they
get Obamacare.
Yeah, Obamacare. No, and it's even funnier because, all these Tesla owners, they're like,
A couple years ago, they're like, electric cars, let's go.
They're these hard leftists, and they're like, we love climate change. And now Elon Musk is like, I go right. And they're like, burn the Teslas.
Well, it's not even that. It's more the fact that he's just with Trump. Like, these are the same people that are like, mandate for all electric cars, ban gas cars. They're hurting the environment. And, like, I'm not like, gas cars aren't hurt. Like, electric cars actually hurt the environment more.
You know what else is hurting your environment? Your celebrities who you worship flying in their private jets to get to the meetings to talk, to yap to y'all about.
But electric cars actually pollute the environment more because the way they have to dispose the battery actually hurts the environment more than all the lifetime of a car with all the gas.
Don't even get me started on
but
the child
these are
slavery.
The people, these are the people that are freaking out like, oh, electric cars. And now they're like, Elon's with Trump. Burn the Teslas, hurting the environment even more than they would have if they just regularly disposed the battery because that was in the air. Oh, greenhouse effect! Oh no! So it's a pretty bad deal.
Oh yeah, and don't even get me started on the amount of like child labor that goes into mining that lithium. It's like
Timu.
Yeah, I'm not gonna talk about Timu just because I would probably get taken down. But, it's like, all these people, they're like, oh, it's okay, it's lithium, like...
Children love lithium in their lungs.
Yeah, it's like,
take the lithium out of the
children. Like, they can't work in McDonald's, but they can mine lithium for my cars.
You can take the child out of the lithium mine, but you can't take the lithium out of the child.
Wise words. It's funny. It's funny how seeing how people are like, burn cars now that their almighty leader is now actually sane. And like,
I mean, Elon Musk always was sane, but Trump wasn't in power. So.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I'm not worshiping Trump.
I don't think Obama would have let him live.
I'm not worshiping Trump. He's not a god. He's not an idol.
Well, that's
he's
how
just
we're treating him
better
America.
Than we've had in a while. Yeah, true.
That. Everybody's like, Trump is the best president ever. No. We've had way better presidents than Trump. It's just he's been a good one in a while. Because we're used to Bill Clinton and all those people.
And Bush. And
I mean, Bill Clinton was probably worse than Bush. But we're used to Richard Nixon.
Oh, Bush and Nixon. I would
Nixon
say
was
Nixon.
The 60s.
Nixon's worse.
Either the worst two presidents were either Andrew Johnson or Andrew
Nixon's
Jackson.
Nixon's done it all.
The worst two are Andrew Johnson and Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, I know. He was good.
He was. He was actually, like, a really bad president.
He got rid of the Bank of America, which was a smart decision.
Yes, but he wasn't.
I find it funny, it's like...
We're arguing about world politics.
Obama's gay people mama. Legal? It's Bush's fault. Oh, the turkey in my fridge is rotten? It's Bush's fault. It's like, what did Bush... I mean, there's probably a reason.
Well, you know what ruined Bush's presidency? Most people don't know this. I learned...
Watergate scandal.
No, not the one. Richard Nixon was the Watergate scandal.
Yeah, I'm talking about Nixon.
No, so Bush, what ruined Bush's...
Oh, Bush, yeah.
What ruined Bush's career was Hurricane Katrine. So he was like, he posted this like one picture and it ruined it all. So he's in his private like presidential jet and he's like looking over like all distraught. They take a picture of him flying over Hurricane Katrine and he gets lit up for that because he's flying over in luxury. And yeah. It, like, ruins his presidency. And so then everybody hated him.
I mean, if... Whatever it takes, you know? I mean, if you're gonna play these games, you're gonna crash your plane. I don't know.
Play these games and crash your plane.
And then, yeah, I'm tired of all the conspiracy theories. Like, with the JFK papers being released, I haven't personally read those, but people are like, the CIA killed JFK. I don't think they did. He may have knew that something was going to happen, but I mean, the CIA definitely didn't kill him. If you think
didn't
the moon landing's
him?
Fake... sure. If you think the moon landing's fake, you can,
You can watch the Minion movie a couple
You can
more
watch
times.
The Minion movie a couple more times. And then... All y'all who think that,
females are emails?
No.
Ah, I was close. Are we talking about tariffs again? So Ethan has no ideas right now, so we're gonna talk about some other stuff. Did you know pandas are endangered because they're black and white? And so, like, they get red all over them, like, their blood, you know? That's how pandas work. Can you think of anything now, Ethan, now that I choked your memory with my panda monologue? You're trying so hard.
The moon landing is not fake. There was some conspiracy theory I was thinking that 9/11 was staged. If you think 9/11 is staged, you can go eat a log.
Yeah, because like every single person...
Like, people are like, the buildings, they exploded internally. It's called rocket fuel. There's a whole song about it. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's rocket, like rocket fuel. Something like that. Like,
and our history
teacher,
she's amazing. She talked about they purposely loaded it with way too much gas, so the gas leaks out and then there's an explosion.
Yes.
From the fires.
Yes. You don't have the right to talk on 9/11 unless you had a member that died in 9/11. That's all I have to say.
If you died in 9/11, you have the right to talk
about
it.
Oh, yeah. If you die in 9/11, you can yap about 9/11. I don't care. But,
You wouldn't care if they did.
I literally just realized what I said. I am sorry. what else is there to... So, I find it hilarious. People were so scared of North Korea because they never fought. And when they joined Russia...
Everybody's like, ah, tiny country, ah, tiny country.
They died. They died. They got obliterated.
We treat North Korea like a mouse. When you get... It's scary when you're all alone, but then you just get a military and it destroys it. You probably didn't care.
I think I've done that every single time.
You probably have.
It's hard because, like, you don't want to underestimate people, but, like, I don't think China could beat us.
China's bigger than us.
Just because Putin has the Tsar bomb, I don't...
The Tsar Bomba?
Tsar Bomba.
It's called the Tsar Bomba. There's
Tsar
no team.
Bomba. He could probably kill us all, but,
We're just Bomba them back.
Also, I would love to tell you guys to compare ourselves. Greenland is more than two times the size of America.
Of Australia.
Australia is literally just a land of criminals.
Australia...
It was a prison camp.
Yeah, it was. It was just the giant... It's like... Britain was like, we need to get rid of these criminals. Why don't we just banish them in Australia? Because they're probably going to die. And if they live, big whoop. Like, there's nothing bad that's going to happen. But Australia is smaller than
now
Greenland.
Now Bluey's in Australia.
Yeah, Bluey's gonna get kidnapped by some prisoner. From like 200 years ago.
I'm gonna kill Queen England. She's already dead. What? It'd be funny if a dude woke up from a coma who's like, who would, from 100 years ago, this man would freak out. He'll be like, cell phone, shoes. Who the heck is Kanye?
This is smart shoes.
Smart shoes.
They do make smart shoes. It's just really expensive and pointless.
That's insane.
My shoes can go.
My shoes have electric wheels inside of them. I don't even have to walk.
That just spin. They don't even do anything. They
I know
spin.
My shoes like whatever happened to the good old days when you could buy a pair of light up Skecher Paw Patrols and just like be the sexiest kid in kindergarten.
You would be famous.
Yeah, like, if you had light-up shoes, you were a real one. If you never had light-up shoes...
And then your light-up shoes would die after a day of use.
Oh, yeah. If you had a pair of, like
lame shoes? Or flying shoes?
Yeah, if you had lame shoes. Also, I would like to talk about the next generation. I met a sixth grader today who literally got 3-day suspension from public school for selling drugs. A sixth grader selling nicotine. I don't remember his name, and even if I did, I would keep that private. I met a sixth grader who got 3-day OSS for selling drugs. I'm like, how did a sixth grader even get nicotine? Like, watch your kids. I would never, let doors be shut in my house. Only reason I have a door shut right now is so interfering noises do not come in. It's
you have your door shut all the time.
No, I really don't, unless I'm taking a nap. It's like... What are your kids doing behind that door that you don't need to know about? They're probably just washing their shoes. Or they're doing something much worse. Also, check your search history. You never know what kids are doing. I know a lot of people. And then kids who are like, yes, me 5-year-old, me love guns. Like, don't give your 5-year-old kid a Glock 19. He's going to shoot
someone.
The
first time I ever shot a gun was a 22 at 6 years old.
I'm surprised you haven't shot someone, but okay.
Well, we do it. We learn it at an early age for self-defense, not because we like to shoot people.
You're not
going to
be in kindergarten and pull out a 22 from
your
backpack.
No, but it's good to learn younger because it lasts longer and it makes a deeper print in your brain when you do it younger.
So if I learn how to sell drugs when I'm 5, I would always remember how to sell drugs?
Probably.
Bro, there's like a drug mafia. Like,
welcome
not a,
to
not
Joplin
a,
High School.
No, yeah, that Joplin High School.
Welcome
like,
to just Joplin Schools.
What's funny is, like, we sell drugs in, like, private school. The school I go to, it's like, I'll give you 5 Subway gift cards for 1 Cane's gift card. It's like, yep. Like, we deal in gift cards.
Yeah, those are drugs. I mean,
also,
Cane's is a drug.
The Board of Education is but.
People are starting to smoke marijuana, though. It's like, our superintendent's son got, I don't remember what he got, but he was smoking marijuana. He got cut. Which I think our superintendent should get kicked out of the school because the Bible talks about your children reflect on the on their parents and the leaders in that church. And so since he does not have such a tight rein on his kid, according to the Bible, he needs to be kicked out of the school.
I mean, it's like nowhere seems to be safe anymore. It's like, oh, send your kids to public school. Oh, pew, pew, pew. Now your kid's dead. Send your kid to private school. Smokes like smoke. Now they have lung cancer. It's like...
Lung cancer or pew pew pew?
Yes. And you're gonna die one way or another. I mean, you're always gonna die. Death is the only thing that's promised in life.
Not necessarily.
And probably you'll end up farting. Like, if you live, you're gonna fart. That's promised too. But,
it's not.
Unless your butt gland's, like, messed up. I've never met a dude who can't fart.
It's such a random thought.
Today is the day Jesus died, so let's take a 10-second silence. Yeah, and Easter is this Saturday.
I was trying
Saturday.
So hard to fart.
I would have ended your life. Sunday's Easter, so here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the Glock Glock trail. He's gonna shoot everyone in his way.
At Joplin Schools.
Only at Joplin School District.
It sounds like an ad campaign. Only at Joplin Schools, or you can get each other every day.
No, I remember there was this third grader, and he's like, yeah, I have drugs. I'm like, where do you get them? He goes, Santa Claus. I'm like, who the heck's Santa Claus? There's a fifth grader who goes by Santa Claus, who sells kids drugs.
Did you ask him where he gets it?
No, because I don't know this kid. I'm like,
I'd be scared of Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, if Santa Claus is selling drugs, I'm getting the heck out of there. I mean, if I met a dude who goes by Santa Claus, like, that sounds like something like King Von. I'm out of there. I mean, you know.
Santa Claus. That literally sounds like that's like Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg's something else.
He's not a drug dealer. He's just a guy in Fortnite. That's how half the kids know him. They're just like, oh, the guy of Fortnite.
Oh my gosh. I swear, if I see another person called Captain America, the guy from Fortnite, I'm going to...
People call him that?
Yes.
Oh, Jonesy?
Yeah. No, Captain America.
Oh yeah, because he was on there. I would be so... I have not heard anybody call him that, but I would rage if somebody called him
that.
That's
what I've heard. They're like, oh, the guy from Fortnite. I'm like, the what? Oh, wait. No. And it's like,
don't do that again.
Also, video games. Nintendo Switch 2. What's your opinion on Nintendo Switch 2 pricing?
Cheap, 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 cheap,
I wouldn't say it's cheap. It's $450.
I was trying to make cricket noises.
That was not...
It was so close.
No.
I almost made your brain explode.
The only thing that makes me explode is C4 is from Pakistan.
You seen those?
Yes.
Did you get them from Santa Claus?
Yeah, it's called a bomb belt. My friend Osama had one.
Star bomb belt.
Bomb belt. Saw this video. It's like, my $10,000 fit. It was like a $15 shawl, $10 robe, and then a $15,000 bomb vest. It's like, oh, yep, that's...
The shirt is what I want.
All bro wants is the shirt. Also, luxury brand... Oh,
You fell back!
Luxury brands...
Notice how I am not falling back in my chair.
Luxury brands, in my opinion...
Gucci. Gucci is worth it. Totally.
Gucci's not worth it. Louis Vuitton is.
Louis Vuitton is less worth it.
Why?
Because it has Louis in the name, like King Louis. Like a school... Our previous secondary principal. And I don't like King Louis. He's a dictator.
Who's that? Mr. Louis. You remember... Who was that one king who had, like, a lot of wives?
Solomon?
No, British.
Oh, I'm like, Solomon had 760 wives.
Cut my wife into pieces. This is my last divorce.
I don't
it's
know.
Like a whole song. It's like King Char, I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't listen to those songs.
It is King Charmander the 62nd.
Charmander.
Who is the best Pokemon?
That switch gears really fast.
Who's the best Pokemon?
Who or what?
What? Are you going in the swamp?
I don't know. I like the Pikachu Illustrated.
Nobody cares.
What? You don't care? But I bet if I had a Pikachu Illustrated and handed it to you, you would care.
Because that's a $2 million card.
Exactly.
I would care then. Maybe not $2 million. That's an overshot.
So, it's $3 million.
$3
million. I don't know how much it is. I don't Google these things.
Yeah.
You Google everything, though. You let the birds fly.
I Google to search something up on Google.
You're like, is Google a good place to search stuff?
On Google?
On Google.
Well.
I Googled, I searched Google Chrome on Microsoft Word because it wasn't coming up on the computer, and it's like... Like, it gave me the link to Google Chrome, but it's like, Microsoft Word already has the fast speed connection you need. And I don't have anything wrong with Microsoft Edge. Sorry, Edge was what I meant earlier. Not Word, like our school does Word 2010 for the past, like, 25 years. It's like, we already provide the high speed, connection and answers you need. Don't do Google Chrome. It's like they prepare for everything. It's so funny. But it's pretty, it's interesting. But yeah, Microsoft Word 2010 is not fun in 2025 because our school refuses to do a software update.
Oh, it's so funny. All the game sites have been blocked, so people are like, no, we're supposed to do what we're actually supposed to do in school now? This is absurd.
Computer class is literally just You complete an assignment that's supposed to take 45 minutes.
I don't complete them. I just play games.
It's like, literally, you just do an assignment that takes 5 minutes, and it's supposed to take, like, 3 hours, and then you just play games the whole time. And, like, the computer is just like, you have to play Shell Shockers if you can't play anything.
Well, I think that's all I have to say right about now, so thank you for tuning in.
I'm sure you could talk about other things.
I probably could, but I'm not doing that right
now. Has it been 30 minutes? No, it hasn't. Oh, yeah, it has.
So, thank you for
tuning in. We exceeded our limit by 15 seconds.
Thank you for tuning in to the Unfiltered Wordage Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Ethan Williams, and co-host, Wesley Salkins. Signing off on this beautiful, amazing, rainy Friday evening. Have an amazing day.